This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Singing along when you hear these?
Usually, yes.
when might the time be?
I carry these around there in my car with me wherever I go.
Yeah. Fun. General Horn is here from Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner from Cleveland. Doug Steffen is on the farm in Massachusetts. One heck of a storm blowing through here right now, I'll tell you that. I'm going to be with you. I think Christmas Eve, Jennifer and I will spend together. Whoa.
That'd be fun. We haven't done that in a while.
No, we actually haven't done it for a while. But it'll be fun to go over and watch your father go through his routine. That bar out front. I always try to go, when you come in the front door at Jennifer's father's house, you can go to the right, which is the bar, or you can go to the left, which is the living room and where the food is. So I tend to go to the left.
And where the food is.
Jennifer,
he's a smart
man. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't go to the left politically, but I know that the right. So that reminds me, how do you, as one of the most popular morning programs in the country, according to a survey that was released last week, how do you spend Christmas talking with folks in Los Angeles? Are you doing the same sort of thing that we're doing here? Do you take a rest from all of the foolishness that's going on and talk about stuff? Los Angeles is not, although I've changed because I've spent a lot of Christmases since starting at KBC back in the 90s. When I've gone to, we've spent time here at home. The children come out for Christmas here because the children love to have snow. They're not going to have any snow this year. So we decided we'd all be together in California. And it just, as a youngster who grew up with the snow and the cold and the Christmas trees and all that stuff, it at first felt weird to me to be in Southern California at Christmas. And then you kind of get used to it. Because there are Christmas trees and there are Christmas lights and there just isn't any snow and it's not cold. And I found as I've matured, I like it warm, thanks. So, yeah, but what's the feel like for you? You grew up in Southern California, lived there all your life. And so what's the difference in the feel, do you think, for somebody who's grown up with it versus somebody like me who grew up in the cold and was used to it for a while? It is a different feel, isn't it? You get a different sensation.
Yeah, I mean, I think I always romanticize the cold. Like, you know, it would be amazing if we were able to have a cold or a snowy Christmas. But that usually doesn't happen. In fact, more oftentimes than not, it gets actually kind of hot around Christmas time. I can remember it being like 80 degrees. Although this year we're supposed to get some rain this week, and it's supposed to be chilly. So for us, it's going to be like the highs are going to be in the 50s and the lows in the 40s, and that makes it feel kind of Christmassy. So you can get a fire in the fireplace. Hope the police don't come knocking saying you're polluting the air, and, you know, go for it.
Yeah. Right. Good God. Here's a story from Wyoming of a woman who has taken it upon herself to make a personalized snowman for every resident in the small town that she lives in. Her name is Pauline Parker. She grew up in Burlington, Vermont, and then moved, interestingly enough, to Burlington, Wyoming. She's an artist, and she has decided that her gift to the people in her town is to make a personalized wooden snowman for all of her neighbors. Every resident, there's 142 people who live in this town. She starts in July, and she makes a snowman for everybody in this town, and by the time Christmas comes around.
How does she do it in July, isn't it?
Well, she takes the wood and prepares it and does the... she's making a wooden snowman, not
like
a snow snowman.
Right.
Yes, it is. Yep. Over the years, she says she's done more than 300 snowmen, and the people in the town of Burlington say that they are adorable. And now there are people coming from outside of town who want to buy these. And interestingly enough, I thought of your dad because the name of the company that he runs is Bighorn Productions. Yeah, hello,
no.
Horn.
Oh, but what's this one? Yeah, because they're Bighorn.
This is called Bighorn Basin.
This is part of
the Wyoming, and her wooden outfit is called Bighorn Wood Products. So you can ask for a brown-eyed snowman, a blue-eyed snowman, a green-eyed snowman.
That's fun.
And people come to town, and some people have paid $600 for these, because now she's making them for sale. But what she started this as a generous gift, kind of like a Hallmark card made out of wood, in a manner of speaking. So I thought that was kind of a cute, kind of a neat Christmas idea, Christmas story. How many people are talented enough to do some art and give that to their friends? I'd much rather have a personalized gift anyway, wouldn't you? Seriously, Jay, Jennifer, have a person, something that was, you know, I have something actually for you that is personalized somewhat. I'm not good at keeping secrets, as Jennifer knows.
I know. I mean, this is pretty good.
So I'm going to not tell you until actually we have them ready to give to you. So it has to do with being on the team. We'll leave it at that. Speaking of teams,
you're gonna get a Doug Steffen shirt with your name on it, Jay. Watch out.
Yes.
Wait a minute. How did you know that?
I would acknowledge it if it was true.
Wait a minute. Just a second. There's nobody who knew that. I've done it all by myself. How did you... I'm upset now. You spoiled it.
Because I'm part psychic.
Because what?
And you all, and I also know how to read the words that you say. Don't forget I've known you for 20 years.
Okay.
I hear what you say, even when you don't say it, sir.
I'm coal for Christmas. That's what you're going to get.
With my name on
it. The question. Yeah. All right. Here in New England yesterday, the Patriots played against Kansas City, and nobody was paying attention to the game because, yeah, well, not Belichick is the headline in both the Boston papers today. Is this the end of Belichick in New England? And the answer is yes, it is. The end is near. He's been there for a long time. Patriots lost to the Chiefs yesterday 27-17, but you wouldn't think there was even a game going on because all of the gaga about Taylor Swift being in the stands watching the game. That was it. The Swifties ruled the day. Nobody paid attention to the game. They all paid attention to her. I don't understand this guy, Kelce, how he keeps his mind on the game when there's so much attention. He's got to be really focused. Yeah, he must be. Really focused.
And they're not paying attention when they're playing. They're not paying attention to what's being shown on TV and how much T-Swizzle's being shown on TV or anything like that. He stays focused and does his own thing. And I support this relationship.
Well,
Taylor Ellison Swift has finally found the right man.
Well, is it? Is that what kind of what's going on here? Is it?
There does seem something a little bit different in this relationship in the sense of he is secure enough that he's proud of her boyfriend. He doesn't mind being seen out in public with her. He doesn't mind being linked to her. Where in past relationships, the people she dated wanted to be seen in their own right. They didn't want to just be Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Right.
They wanted to, have their own name for themselves. And he's kind of like, I'm secure in my abilities. I already have my own name. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I have a wider fan base because of her fans, yeah, I'm all good.
Well, he's doing all kinds of commercials now. I thought that was interesting. Out of nowhere, he's now everywhere. So, listen, it's cool. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been fined $150,000 for criticizing league officials. I thought this was interesting. This is, might as well do a couple of sports stories, right?
Might as well.
Andy Reid is the coach of the Chiefs. He was fined $100,000, and Patrick Mahomes was fined $50,000 for criticizing officials after the Kansas City 20-17 loss to Buffalo.
Yeah, they were
last week.
They got robbed. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So both of them violated the NFL's policy about public criticism of officials. Comments that they made. Offside penalty apparently that negated the touchdown late in the fourth quarter. And so, anyway, they both have to write a check. Is this appropriate? I don't know, I suppose. I don't know. Well, you can't. Is this not freedom of speech? I hear somebody. Right about my freedom of speech! No?
NFL's. Yeah, NFL's policy about public criticism of game officials. But at the same time, just why isn't this just a stern talking to of, like, be more professional, don't do this, blah, 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 blah. Why is it an actual fine kind of situation? And they didn't even release this information that this happened. This was somebody who is familiar with this speaking on conditions of being anonymous.
Right, anonymity.
That they've decided that they're going to go ahead and fine them, that these are fines.
Yeah, there you go. Also in the sports department here, NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, also known as Lou Alcindor, broke his hip in a fall at a concert, needs surgery, 76 years old, attending an event in L.A. He fell down, so he's going to be treated at, I guess, Cedars, undergoing surgery today. Deeply appreciative of all the support, say his people. He's 7'2". Can you imagine how the bones of somebody that tall?
That's
got to be
a long
weaker.
Way to fall.
Right?
That's
yeah,
a long
it
way.
Sure is. Yeah. All right, so anyway, hold a good thought for him. It's 20. No, it isn't either. How about we make it 18 after the hour here on Good Day?
I'm sure trapped and think there's no way out. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
After the hour now, December the 18th is upon us. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner with celebrity news that's trending on social media. You may comment at Good Day Networks, should you desire. I'm sure that Jay has put up a question she always does that will ring in to whatever is going on today or this week in the news. One of the things that's trending is the story of the drummer from AC/DC, a fellow named Colin Burgess, has passed away at the age of 77, so we'll pay tribute to him, and we'll, I question, because of my own stuff, you know, Metallica, AC/DC, is this really music? Well, for some, it is music to their ears, but this guy had an impact for sure, so we'll talk about him after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yes, this is AC/DC, and that's probably the most famous riff they have. What do you think, Jay? This?
Yes, it's definitely iconic.
Yeah. So anyway, the members of the band have announced the passing of Colin. Is it Colin or Colin Burgess? I guess I always wonder about that. Colin Powell, you know, that stuff.
I believe it's Colin Burgess.
Yeah, he was the first drummer, very special musician, according to members of the group. So they have asked that he rock in peace. I suppose that's appropriate for a rocker when a rocker passes away. right?
Mm-hmm.
There weren't
like
a lot
that.
Of details about him. But yeah. This group was noisy. You can remember all of the, you know, the stuff that sounded like that, although that sounds like a part of Americana. That riff right there from AC/DC, doesn't that kind of, you know, it's used by every radio station, every radio program in the world.
It's a lot of bumper.
Right.
And I've been an AC/DC fan for a long time, and I had no idea that they were an Australian band.
I didn't either.
That right. They originated in Australia. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He came. He was, they started in the 60s, and he was thrown out of the band because he was a drunk in 1974. He was there originally, but he wasn't there. You know, he kind of lasted for a while, and then he had his issues, and that was the end of that. Replaced by Phil Rudd. But they did reunite for some shows in the 70s. And so, anyway, he was a member of some other bands, but nothing is significant. But anyway, the whole story brings us back around to thinking about AC/DC. I think about them. I think about Metallica, some of the other groups from that era, whose music I used to play when I was a disc jockey on a station like that. But they never really rang a bell with me. But here, this gives us a chance to talk about him and remember some of their music and invite him, Mr. Burgess, to rock on in peace, which is kind of a nice wish. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is pleading with the victims' families in the December 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, to accept a minimum settlement of $55 million, or $5.5 million for 10 years. The families who accept the deal would have to give up all legal claims against Jones. The shooting left 26 people dead, the majority of them 6- and 7-year-old children. Quaker Oats has recalled several of its granola products, did so on Friday. This includes granola bars and cereals. The company says the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. There is no record of any confirmed salmonella cases, but the recall is being made as a precautionary measure. The Food and Drug Administration says salmonella infections can cause fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and stomach pain. The bacterial disease can cause death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Okay, so Christmas and interesting things going on Christmas. Here's the story, Jay, of a young girl who's deaf who told Santa Claus her Christmas list thanks to an elf who knew how to do sign. And so she shared her Christmas list with Santa for the first time. Emily Andrews is four. She went with her mother and her six-year-old brother to visit Santa. And there was an elf named Holly there who helped the young girl explain what she wanted by using the sign language to communicate. So you can see this as a video capturing this wonderfully sweet moment. And it's been shared all around so you can see what the details are. She wanted to get a doll. a stroller, earrings, and a ring. So, this is a... Can you imagine? I don't think I've ever put my mind to this, wondering how children who had special needs would talk to Santa Claus. Don't think it's ever come up before. But anyway, she...
Or if they have to talk through a family member.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, kind of a sweet little girl is a bit shy. And she apparently hadn't been able to communicate with Santa before for obvious reasons. And I don't think they expected this to happen the way I read the story. It happens that one of the women that is one of the elves at this particular display was able to do sign. And so that's how the communication took place. Isn't that sweet? Good.
It is. Special. I love that.
Story. Yeah, I do too. Yep. Very cool. All right, from the... Easy Come and Easy Go Department, the Florida Lottery Commission says that the ticket that had not been claimed for $44 million is sitting in a bank account. So, this is from the Easy Come, Easy Go Department, I guess. The unclaimed money, the winning quick pick, sold at a Sunoco gas station in Kissimmee. They have 6 months to collect it. So the winner was announced on June 14th, and 180 days passed to December the 14th, and that was the last day the winner could have claimed the prize, came and went without any visit. So with no winner coming forward, officials say that 80% of the prize funds go to the Educational Enhancement Trust Fund. The remainder goes to the state's prize pool from which future prizes are awarded. So, nobody came forward. Man, what a loss that is.
Yeah.
You found a ticket 2 years down the road. Mm-hmm. You got 6 months.
This person has no idea what they won and quickly lost.
Yep. The same thing happened in California earlier this year, but apparently the person that won showed up on the last minute or something along that. I guess if you buy a ticket, you want to keep your eye on the ball, as it were.
I always wonder, too, what happened. Like, what if somebody, it was in their purse and they were mugged, or somehow the person who bought the ticket died and their loved ones have no idea this ticket exists?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Well, listen. Here's the... heir to the Hermes fortune. I think that's how it's pronounced. H-E-R-M-E-S.
Hermes.
Is that it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our lady is 80 years old. She's worth $11 billion. She's going to give all of her money to the 51-year-old gardener. This fellow's name is, a woman, but it's a man. 80-year-old Nicholas Prooch, who's the heir to this fortune, planning to distribute his wealth, according to reports in the New York Post. He's planning to designate his former gardener and handyman. Hasn't said whatever his name is. It was probably good. He's unmarried, doesn't have any children, this guy. So he's going to pass down billions of dollars. Actually, this guy is worth $220 billion. And so he's going to give the house, the Hermes fortune. Hermes, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know how to.
Hermes. Mm-hmm.
What is it anyway? I know the name, but I don't know why I know the name. Is it
super expensive, super fancy? Yeah, they're well known for their scarves that sometimes people will get and not even wear. They put them in frames. Those bags that I'm completely blanking on the bag, but it is basically the same cost as a house, the Birkin bags. Mm-hmm.
Good God. Really? How do they get that kind of money? Is it reputation or is it really that good? Can't be that good.
I think they are very well made. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this fellow says he's had bad experiences, felt badly, felt harshly criticized on numerous occasions because of what people said he was doing to his with his money or what Hermes did, and so, yeah, the people should shut the hell up. So good for this guy.
Yeah, give him half of it over. Yeah.
All right, Costco selling $100 million worth of gold bars in the last couple of months. $100 million of one-ounce gold bars. Who's buying this stuff? And how much, let's see, how much is a 24-karat gold bar worth? Let's see here. Members only price, $2,069.99. All right, then what are you going to do?
Well, the day will come when we are paying for things with fine metals again.
Yep, maybe, yeah. Anyway, this is, I've never had, I don't even think I've ever touched any gold, have you? I don't think I've ever
in the form of jewelry, yeah, but not really. Like a Scrooge McDuck gold bar situation.
Mm-hmm. Spot gold prices are up 12%. One of the forecasts from J.P. Morgan says there'll be a rally in metal, which will push the value, which is now, as I just said, at $2,069 an ounce, up to about $2,300 an ounce. So that'll be, and that's always because of interest, you know.
Take that, Bitcoin. Gold bars are where it's at.
Yeah. Here's a woman who claims her diamond ring worth $800,000 was stolen while she stayed at the Ritz in Paris. This is a big diamond if it's worth 800 grand, right? Report from one of the papers in France. Woman claims that her diamond ring was stolen while she was staying at the hotel. They did not identify this woman. She was there for a shopping excursion. And she went out, went back to her room. She noticed the ring, which had been left on her bedstand, was gone. Why would you leave it, you dumb person? Yeah. Why would you leave it?
If somebody had something worth that much, they were putting it in the safe. Oh. I don't mean to, like, blame the victim or something like this, but this sounds like a kind of
inside job.
Scam.
Insurance.
Yeah. Or didn't have it. What is it? When you have a ring like that, you get it insured.
Yeah.
An insurance scam. Right. Why did that take so long to get there? Yeah. Sometimes the brain doesn't want to work.
That's all right. All right, coming up, a look at prices of real estate, talking about the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A couple of examples from the Big Apple, as a matter of fact. Right now, I want you to think with me for a moment. There have been a number of programs, and the focus has been through this year, appropriately so, on human trafficking and what a serious issue it is and how far the impact goes. It affects millions of people, not only here in our country, but all around the globe. And so we have a special series of reports this week with Jerry Jenkins giving us more details.
For over a decade, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Countering Human Trafficking's Blue Campaign has been committed to increasing awareness to help combat human trafficking. Brandy Bynum, Blue Campaign Section Chief, has more.
Human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. It can happen in any community, and anybody can be a victim. Traffickers use violence, manipulation, false promises of well-paying jobs, and romantic relationships to lure victims.
You can help fight this heinous crime. January 11th is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, or Wear Blue Day.
On this day, join Blue Campaign to combat human trafficking by raising awareness. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag Wear Blue Day. Encourage friends and family to post as well. It takes us all to make a difference.
Learn more at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness which brings relief too. So the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplow.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, now 46 past the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Did you, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, baby blue whales gain 8 pounds an hour as they grow up. They weigh 3 tons at birth. They gain 8 pounds an hour until they grow up. The growth spurt takes about 3 years. The diet is 100 gallons of its mother's milk every day. It's exactly like the milk you buy at the store, but it's a mammary. It's real milk, right? 50% fat. That's why they grow as fast as they do. So when they are full grown, a baby blue whale will be 52 feet long and weigh 23 tons. How about that? Huh? Woo! Woo! Wow. All kinds of... can you imagine eating that? And can't imagine it. New York City. This is a bellwether of what's to come already because the interest rates are going down. The rents in Manhattan, somebody did a survey from the 1st of November to the 1st of December in New York and found that rental prices for new leases are down 2 to 4%. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but it is significant in that it's going down instead of going up. And one of the things that if you live in New York City, you encounter all kinds of examples of good living and bad living. There's a neighborhood in New York called The Hole, which is on the border of Brooklyn and Queens, that has a problem because the rain this past weekend has brought snakes out all over the place. The soaked streets are full of snakes and rats. And the mayor says he's going to spend $75 million to clean the area. Imagine that, walk down the street and see rats and snakes all over the place. Yeah, exactly. All right, I don't want to leave you with that, but I am. It's 10 before the...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I despise this song.
Really?
Kill it, James. Get rid of this song. It's horrible. How people can think this is a good Christmas tune is beyond me. It is awful.
All
right, so that introduction. What?
He's the villain. The Grinch.
I understand that. But who wants
I gotta
stuff
you know,
at Christmas?
You know, there's a great line in The Beside Adventure where Gene Hackman says to Ernest Borgnine, he says, maybe we're two of a kind and you don't like looking at yourself. What do you think?
Are you applying that to me? Thanks a lot,
yes,
pal.
Maybe.
Yeah, the Grinch is so good. Yeah,
but
right,
anyway,
okay.
Boris Karloff.
Call for you.
The Grinch, he was great. It originally aired this day in TV history. That's why we played it, Doug. There was a reason. There was an absolute reason why we played that. December 18th, 1966. How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. It was a perennial favorite when I was a kid, along with Frosty the Snowman, which I absolutely loved. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best short animated film of all time, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, among a bunch of others. But those three I mentioned, I was a big fan of.
The Sound of Music was on ABC last night, and I must admit to getting caught up in it. Though I've seen it, I don't know how many times, I did watch it for, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I love
it. So you enjoyed it.
The whole,
you got something
I really
it.
Do enjoy that. Yeah,
so what
really
you're, what you're saying to the audience is that your small heart started beating and became bigger when you watched it, no?
Can't chuck her.
Okay.
All right, so how do we do, what the box office do this weekend, considering there's not a lot of stuff around that's of value?
Warner Brothers prequel Wonka got out of the gate really well. This is a good number, $39 million opening weekend pre-Christmas release, because historically, Doug, the movies do very well Christmas to New Year's. That is usually a big week for movies. So if you can get out of the gate, which Wonka did, it's put itself in very, very good shape going forward. Worldwide, it opened a week before its U.S. release, so it's done $151 million worldwide so far. Hunger Games prequel, another $5.8, $145 million to date, $290 million worldwide. This film's profitable. I think the budget, they said, was about $100 million. They kept the budget down, so they're in good shape. Japanese movie, The Boy and the Heron, $5.1, $23.2 million in 10 days. That's a good number. Godzilla Minus One, another Japanese product in the U.S. market. Great reviews, $4.8, $34 million in 3 weeks of release. And Trolls, three, another $4 million, $88 million in 5 weeks of release. I just want to go back one more time this week in movie history, Doug, which would be December 17th, 1976. Dino De Laurentiis's King Kong, the first film appearance by Jessica Lange and co-starring Jeff Bridges, opened in the U.S. I was a big fan. It got polarizing reviews, but I loved that film on the big screen. Me and my friend Bobby, I think I was 9 years old, took a train from Brooklyn to New York City to see that film at his movie theater his uncle worked at. Think about that, 9 years old getting on a subway train from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Different world. I
never want
you.
My daughter doing that. But yeah.
Dino De Laurentiis was known for box office. He was all about the big production.
He was like the head of a circus. Like he was a big in the big productions, and he was a powerhouse producer back in the
day. There were big production like the Marisk Corporation that did the Magnificent Seven and a whole bunch of other cowboy movies. There were production companies that were known for doing certain types of shows. And so maybe you can equate that to what James Cameron is doing now with the Avatar thing. You know, you and I have both put this down, but these two films, the first one in 2009 and then the one that came out last year, have been number one and number three on the list of highest grossing movies of all time. This guy has taken in $2.5 billion at the box office with these two, and so now people are wondering what's next in the Avatar sequel department.
But here, real quick, James Cameron, Terminator, Terminator 2, Aliens, The Abyss, Titanic, True Lies. I absolutely love all those movies. I got to be honest, as a movie fan, I wish he never got involved with the Avatar movies because I don't think they're that good.
And I don't like them.
He has spent a decade or more developing these movies. So I wish he did other things.
There's three, four, and five more sequels, but they're looking for the cash, right? If they brought that kind of cash in, people are going to keep seeing these franchises.
Yeah.
All right. Tucker.
Me.
I know. I understand. Merry Christmas, but I'll talk to you before Christmas. Chuck Curry here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.